Sunday night, Chavus Haldobus, Shara Avodus Alokim, and we're starting Perek Vav, so we don't have to grope for the page number or the paragraph. We're starting Perek Vav, and of course, again, he's Chavus Haldobus is picking up from his theme that Avodus Hashem is based on gratitude. And we just have to contemplate and think about what Hashem has done for us. So in this parak, he actually categorizes. He actually categorizes the hakaras hatov we have to feel. Like there's different levels. He doesn't. He categorizes the different types of hakaras hatov we should feel. And his theme is, see, if the Torah and the rules were just, static, were just rules, so everybody in the world presumably would be the same. I mean, Hashem would give different instructions. If you see, there are different levels of Avodas Hashem. Bnei Noach, see, he's tackling the whole world now. Bnei Noach have to serve Hashem. It's not like, sometimes we think the goyim, they're like potter from Hashem. They're goyim. That's very not true. That's not a Jewish hashkofa. Jewish hashkofa is that, first of all, that tzelem elokim, the people, and they have to serve Hashem, and they have an obligation to serve Hashem in their own way. And they have mitzvahs. They don't have Torah, but they have mitzvahs. They have things they have to do. Right? And then you have the Jewish people. Okay, we know that. Now, within the Jewish people, there are different madrigals, right? We know that there are Kohanim that could serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and a Yisrael or a Levi even can't go into the Beis HaMikdash and serve. And so he says, everything is tied to the level of gratitude. In other words, it's a consistent theme. And it explains the different levels of servitude that the universe has to have for Hashem. And he explains that. That's what Perek Vav is about. Omra HaNefesh, it's continuing the conversation between the Nefesh and the Seichel. Kvor Havinosi, I understand, Masha Zacharta, what you've mentioned, what you've taught me. Umash Uvamesha Pirash Dodai, you've explained yourself very well, as we've seen, maybe a little too well. Achborali, now I want you to explain to me, al kolponim, under which circumstances, ani chayeves, the nefesh, am I obligated, but tosefes avodah l'elokim, yizbarach, to do more. Is everybody the same? Do people have different obligations, different responsibilities? It doesn't seem that way, because you see, even in the Torah, there's different groupings. So how does this work? Amra HaSeichel. So the major yesod is, and this is really an interesting way of looking at it. It's l'shitaso. It's all consistent with his major theme. The degree to which, he says, once it's based on gratitude, different groups of people will have different levels of gratitude. Because if Hashem, let's say a person's poor. So fine, that's what Hashem wants, and he's supposed to be, and he's makabel baratzon. But certainly the rich person, it's better to be rich than to be poor. That's not a secret. Let's not talk about rich. Let's talk about it's better to have enough money for what you need and for what you want and to do mitzvahs. It's better than being poor. It's better to be healthy than to be sick. Nobody denies that. It's better to be rich than to be poor. It's just if you're poor, or if a person is sick, so you say Hashem knows this is what's best for me at this particular moment in time, or it's best for me in my life. It's subjectively best for me. But we daven for parnasa. We daven to be healthy. We daven for intelligence, atachonin lo nundas, right? We daven for these things, which means this is what we would like. It's So what do you mean this is what you would like? Because we certainly we know the way things are supposed to be if the world wouldn't be flawed, if there wouldn't be a flaw. So everybody would be rich. By rich I mean enough money to not for silly luxuries, but enough money that you don't have to worry and you have what you want and you can do mitzvahs with your money. I mean, I'll call that rich. Right? So we know it's good to be healthy and stable and rich and have children and nachas and all these things. And we ask Hashem for them. Proper Hashkofa says that if you don't have them, you're not angry and you're not bitter and you're not depressed. But you say, look, Hashem, this is what's best for me, for my neshama. So certainly there's nothing, okay? So I think I've explained myself as best as I can, why that's not a contradiction. Why we know what objective good is, but that doesn't mean that, but you know, we live in a subjective world, so a person could be an oni and could have challenges and all kinds of challenges, and that's what's best for their neshama. But objectively speaking, or anywhere else, we wouldn't daven to be healthy, right? We wouldn't daven to have parnasa. We would just say, Hashem, do whatever you want, you know. But we don't. It's wrong. It's not true that we say, Hashem, do whatever you want. We ask Hashem for these things that we know are objectively good. And that's, okay, we got that. That's why the Chovetz Chovos now says that a person's degree of Avodas Hashem will be on a sliding scale based on the amount of gratitude. If a person's rich, he'll explain later. If a person's rich, if Hashem showers a person with good more so than someone else, objective good we're talking about, what people consider good, what we know is good, health. A person's never sick a day in their life. They look around, people are sick, people are having operations, people are in bed with the flu. Not so. He has to feel gratitude about that Hashem has given him things that, you know, you look around, the average person doesn't have that. The average person is sick 3 times a year with the flu, the winter, right, or the summer. And this person sails through, doesn't get sick. So that's a special. So he owes Hashem more, as the Chovetz Chovos is going to say. He'll give a simple example at the end of the whole piece. I'll tell you the example now so you'll see exactly what he's talking about. Poor man has 10 bushels of wheat, rich man has 100 bushels of wheat. So they each have to give Hashem, let's talk about Miser. So the poor man has to give 1 bushel to Miser. Rich man has to give 10 bushels to Miser. Why? Not fair. Everybody should give 1 bushel. Why should, let's say the rich man gives 2 bushels. So he gets an Aveira, right? And he gets punished. Well, I gave more than he did. It's not enough. You have to do commensurate with the tov that Hashem gave you. So if you have 100 bushels, you have to give 10. And if you give 9, even though you gave 9 times as much as the other fella, it doesn't matter. You have to thank Hashem more because he gave you more. And a person that feels blessed, a person that feels that Hashem has given him something, a person wins the lottery. A person has a, you know, a person feels Hashem has showered him or her with a tova, like more than he looks around, he sees, like special. He feels specially blessed. Then he owes Hashem, he has to do something. The lovers will say, you have to figure out something to do. I'm going to pay back Hashem for this extra. This is all based on his fundamental principle that basic life is gratitude, basic avodas Hashem. But before he gets to individual people, he first looks at history. He looks at the universe. He looks at mankind. And look what he says. He says something very interesting. Amar HaSeichel Ki Tosefes HaAvoda, adding avoda al hanosheha mischalekes miderech haklal v'aprad betovo aleihem. It's commensurate with the amount of good Hashem has given them. Now again, that's why it was important, the first thing I said. There is such a thing as objective good. It's not like he has it good and he has it bad, chas v'shalom. Right? Hashem doesn't do bad. Hashem only does good. So you say, okay, so they both have to be grateful. This one has to be grateful for being rich, and this one has to be grateful for being poor. So I don't know if the right word is grateful. He has to accept it, and he has to even be besimcha, and he has to say it's the will of Hashem, and I'm sure it's what's best for me. But apparently the Chavis HaLavas does not demand gratitude. You don't say, even though, you know, really the Pasuk says, Odecha Hashem ki anafto bi. I thank you, Hashem, for giving me challenges, because through the challenges I grow. But this particular midah of Hakaras HaTov, Chavis HaLavas does not demand it of you. Because it's not, he doesn't say, well, if you're very poor, then you owe Hashem even more gratitude. He doesn't say that. So listen to what he says. He says there's four basic categories in the world. Harisho, number one, is Tovus Habori HaKalelas Kol HaAdam. The good that Hashem showers, that all of mankind shares. Hashem lets us breathe. Hashem, we see things. Anything you could think of that all of mankind shares. It's not up to Jews yet. Mankind shares the sun, right? And the weather, and the winds, and food. Right? This is something that's universal. Harishon tolus haborei akolelos kol ha'adam. The good that Hashem showers upon the world, which is universalistic. It's everybody. For who... Hashem created it. Achar shlo hoyu dover nimsa. It didn't exist. Hashem created everything. Every morsel of bread, every drop of water, Hashem created from nothingness. V'achayosam, and life. V'atova lohem, and all the opportunities of life. Basic life. Think of life. And you have an opportunity to grow and to live and to do things and to be creative and to create things. B'chol asher higdamnu zuchro b'shar ha'sheni min ha'sefer hazeh. Everything that I've talked about in Shar HaBechina, which is basically, he covers biology and he covers the human body and he covers the sun and the moon and he covers the human psyche and intelligence and memory. Everything, but this is for all mankind. So what does that obligate you to do? So the Chavis HaLavas says that obligates you to do mitzvahs, which he calls mitzvah sichlius. The response to that, the service of Hashem that's commensurate with that good that Hashem gives, that's universal to mankind, are the mitzvah sichlius. And he says, the Chavis HaLavas says, that the mitzvahs b'nei Noach basically cover the mitzvah sichlius. And for that, all of mankind is equal. Because if you look at the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, you say, well, there's only seven, we have 613. If you have ever studied it, the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach are very, very broad principles. They're not seven narrow mitzvahs. For example, we could have like... Yeah, hello? Yeah, I'm in the middle of a shiur. I cannot talk to you now unless it's an extreme emergency. Okay. I tell you a story that happened to me last week. I never answered. I told you, so so now I have to answer. What?
We didn't hear.
I answer my phone and I say, excuse me, it might be an emergency. I'm a Rav, I never know what a Shiloh is. And one night, I think it was exactly a week ago, Sunday night, I didn't answer my phone for 2 hours. And then I answered it, and it was like an emergency. And I felt so terrible because the person had to know something and it was late already. And I just felt terrible. I kept apologizing. Well, Baruch Hashem, it was, but I learned my lesson, so.
Maybe
you
need a special number for emergencies.
So
that's
it'll quickly get out. So you hear what he says? It's an amazing thing he says. if you would take out a Sefer HaChinuch, let's say, that lists the mitzvahs, and you would count all the mitzvahs that have to do with, let's say, the court system, not to take a bribe, to judge righteously, not to do this, not to do that, to do this, so let's say it's around 30 mitzvahs. So the Bnei Noach have that all, but by them it's one mitzvah, it's called one out of the seven, it's called dinin, set up a court system. But they're not allowed to take bribes, and they have to write all those things. So that's, we have it broken down into specific things. So it's not really as lopsided as 613 to 7. Much, the gap is much narrower. Now he says an amazing thing, like a chavis halov, this tremendous chiddush. He says, again, tova, hakaras hatov, avodas elokim. Level one, the tova, that everybody's equal, our bodies work, we breathe, we're alive, we can create things, we can be productive, we feel good about ourselves, we have opportunities in life. This is universal to mankind, and that's Machayev level one, what he calls, as Chazal is talking, the mitzvah sichlius, and that's why Bnei Noach have them also. That's what he says. So that's Bnei Noach and Jews are equal, because this is mankind. He's not getting into the frumkeit of being a Jew and, you know, Torah. And he's talking, again, he's on a higher level. He's talking Hakaras HaTov. So level one of Hakaras HaTov is what's universal to all of mankind. And that's Mechayev Avodas Elokim. That's universal. I mean, so he's saying a Jew and a guy is the same. They're not the same. He's not getting into the philosophy of the difference between a Jew and a guy. He's talking about serving Hashem. So he says, society and the Goyim and Jews alike have to, if Hashem gives them life and a good life and Yishmak a world, and for that everybody's equal, our obligation is to do the mitzvah sichlius, which basically involve creating a society that functions, a fair society, a just society, a society where people don't get trampled on, a society of justice, like all the mitzvahs b'nei Noach, where people are basically good people and society is functioning. So that's level one of tova and hakaras hatov and avodas elokim. He says, "Valkeinim chayovim laborias ver chavoda koleles v'hi kol hatoras hasichlius." All mitzvah sichlius are a response, so to speak, are an obligatory response to the good that Hashem gives us. See, it's more than that. I want you to see like how it's beautiful, matim. It's Hashem gives us life and opportunities, so we have to have a society in which people could function in that way and indeed take Hashem's goodness and use it properly. And in that, Bnei Noach, Goyim, as we call them, Goyim, Jews, that's the same. Valke, V'chanoch, V'noach, Ubonov, V'iyo, V'chaverov, Adyamos Moshe, Rabbeinu, Olav HaSholim. This is everybody had this obligation. Umisha Dovak, Behem Kulo, La'avodus Elokim, and someone that responds properly, what happened? Even amongst the Goyim, like Avram Avinu stood out, so to speak, right? Don't tell anybody I called Avram Avinu a Goy, but amongst those early people, before the Torah was given, before Yetzias Mitzrayim happened, when people, when the benefit of from Hashem was universalistic, everybody was the same, right? Plants grew, food, air, the body, everybody was the same. The extra pump of tova, we're going to learn in a few lines, was when Hashem took the Jews out of Mitzrayim and made them special. But meanwhile, everybody's the same. And if you excel, so you indeed are special. And in that sense, Avram Avinu excelled. Yetiv lo Elokim betova miyuchedus mishor b'nei Yodam. V'yitin lo maila yisera b'olam hazeh. You'll be showered with even more good in olam hazeh. V'agmul ha'godol b'olam haba. K'bo Avram, shamalo Elokim, al tira Avram, anochi mogeng loch schorcha harbe miyod. listen to what the Chavis Lavovis is saying. It's a tremendous chiddush. And be careful when you say it over. You don't want to. You got to get your kids into schools. Shidduchim. Hashem did not. When Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Al Tira, Schorcha Harbe Miyod, he was not, and you're special, he was not talking about that Avram Avinu did Kol HaTorah Kula, the way Chazal say. He wasn't talking about that. He might have done it, but Chazal is not talking about that. In the world of Bnei Noach, Avram Avinu excelled in Achrasas Orchim, in, you know, teaching people about Hashem. This is all level one. This is all gratitude. And Avram Avinu excelled within this level of people. He was a person. He was a people amongst people. He was a Ben Noach, they think. Right? So he excelled, and Hashem made him special, and Hashem said, Schor Chahar Be'miyod, in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba. He rather excelled so much that Hashem said, your descendants, I'm going to do something even more special to. They're going to be level two. Level one is universal to mankind. And now Hashem, and Avram excelled in that. In that world, Avram Avinu excelled. Umisha Yamra Lokim B'Tovosov. Now comes another Yisod of B'Chavos Lavavos. And I think it's a Yisod we're familiar with. I'll say it again. Don't think, this is, remember I told you, the rich man that has 100 bushels and gives 9, he thinks he's 9 times better than the ani that's giving 1 bushel. No. If you don't meet your obligation of Akaras HaTov, you're not as good as the next fellow. You're down. He says, a person that doesn't appreciate life, he's talking out to a guy, or he's talking to people as people. Let me not talk about goyim. He's talking to people as people, and life as life, and life. You know, and in that there's a common denominator amongst all mankind. He says, if you don't appreciate Hashem's tova in that He's giving you life and He's giving you opportunities and He's letting you be productive, you're worse than an animal. You don't think, okay, so I'll be like the cow in the pasture. It is, no. When you don't do your obligation, so you're worse. Yada shor koneu v'chamor evus ba'olov. Right? Yipol mi madregos hamadabrim, so he's down. Uma alosom el sheifel madregos achay sheinu medaber. See, he says, see, you're not a person. You drop a madrega below a person. Really below an animal too, because an animal we say has akaras hatov. V'yedino k'dina behemos ba'olam. You're not a mensch. That's what he's saying. You're not a mensch. So you, if you excel, you can become like Avraham Avinu, and if you fail to perform your obligation and to thank Hashem and to feel that gratitude and to act accordingly, so then you go down. K'mosha kozav oyvei Hashem apostle in Tehillim. You don't say to Hashem, okay, so let me exist like a cow. No. Okay, now we go to level two. Hashem took a certain nation and he said, you're going to do more than just live. Till now we had life and productivity and creativity and opportunities and appreciation of living and life. Level two is, I'm going to bring you close to me to be spiritual. You're going to be able to bond with Hashem. Tova, that's a tremendous tova. Thank you, Hashem. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nosol lanu es toraso. Hashem chose us, and we're called Bonim Lamakom, and we can bond with Hashem, we can be spiritual, we hook up with Him. That the first level didn't have that. The second level has that. So we have to... Chavis HaLavavos turns everything upside down. We think Hashem took the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and He gave them the Torah. Chavis HaLavavos, that's true, but Chavis HaLavavos looks at it through the other end of the microscope. Hashem took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we are obligated to do things more than the Goyim. The whole Chayvus Halavus is that our Avodas Hashem is a result of a feeling of gratitude. So his system is, Hashem did more for us than he did for the nation of the world. Hashem chose us, he made us special. He gave us a special bond with him, and we respond in kind by doing the mitzvahs that don't make sense. And he gave us a Torah, and he said, just listen to me, and that's, so we up the ante. We have an obligation of Avodas Elokim more so than all of mankind. All of mankind responds to life and opportunities in life. As I said, creativity, opportunities. They respond by creating the society that Hashem wants, the life that Hashem wants. Hashem took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. This is level two. There's going to be a level three and four. Level two is a special people, a chosen people. The mitzvahs then, the things that don't make so much sense, the things that you would never think of. It doesn't have to be only chukim, although he says chukim, but it could be things that we would never think of on our own. Like that's not something that you say, okay, well, a normal society needs that. That's like special. You eat a piece of bread, you make a tov to Hashem. That's our obligation. The mitzvahs that the goyim don't have is our response, our avodas Elokim, in response to the tova Hashem did for us of Asher Bochar Bono Mikol HaAmim. It's like a tremendous, his whole perspective is tremendous chiddush. He says, Hasheni Tovus Habori al Amin HaAmim V'Uma Min HaUmos. He took a nation, Kamo She'edim L'Bnei Yisrael B'Hotziyo Mi'Eretz Mitzrayim. He took them out of the degradation of Egypt, V'Viyim Al Eretz Canaan, and he gave them a special land. And he said, you are my bonim, you are my children, you are spiritual people. The chayovim bezeh, we are therefore obligated, avoda yaseira, al shehishlimam, I gotta find the page. I apologize. Al avoda harishona, more so than the obligatory avoda of level one. V'hiya Torah Hashemiyus, this is the Torah where we listen to Hashem, even if it doesn't make so much sense. And to that I'll add, even if we, it has nothing to do with society, it's not necessarily sich. You know, tefillin is not a mitzvah sichlius. Mezuzah is not a mitzvah sichlius. Not like I would sit around and I would come up with that on my own. But it's still not a chok. It makes sense. Having been said, so these are the special things that we do. Achar shehizir, the heir ala Torah sasichlius, which is a response to life. Amazing system. That's a response to life, is mitzvah sichlius. The response to being ruchni and to being bonim lamakom and to being Jewish and to being chosen by Hashem to bond with Him. The response to that is our avoda, all the other mitzvahs that pick us up above humanity. We're special. Tefillin, mezuzah, first chala, we daven to Hashem. These are things that's a response to the tova that Hashem did to our nation. Hashem baruch habonim mikol ha'amim. Umisha kibla l'kovar alokim. Just like in level one, you had someone, the cream rising to the top, Avram Avinu. Right, so in this level, you could also have the cream rising to the top, and that was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi rose to the top. Yichadu Elokim betova v'chiva alei avoda zulosi avodas umaso, and that's why Shevet Levi got more obligations, more work. Right. Ushor shifto k'moshe matzono Shevet Levi k'shomar Moshe mila Hashem Eloi. Yosef all of Kol B'nei Levi, Hosef Lamakel, Tova Yosera, Uvocher Mehem Lashores, Kvodo Aaron Uvona, Vitziva Osom Matoris Yoseros, Mishor Ha'uma, V'yei Dosom B'gmul HaGodol Olam Abba. Now again, Umisha Yamra Habori Yisalamehem, a Jew that does Averis, Chas V'Shalom, so he can't say, okay, I'm as good as the guy. We know it's not like that, right? A Jew that sins and doesn't do his obligations, doesn't express, doesn't show his or her Hakaras HaTov for the fact that we're Jewish by doing the mitzvahs, he has no right to say, okay, but I, and people sometimes do say this. People are tempted to say it, you know, but and we turn to Hashem, and sometimes we look at our history as a nation and we say, man, Hashem, you're like, we're not worse than the Goyim. Like, why is all this happening to us? It's not fair. So you go back to the rich guy with 100 bushels and the poor guy with 10 bushels. And if the rich man gives 9 bushels for the miser, he didn't do what he was supposed to do. He gets punished. You say, well, that's fair. I did 9 times more than that guy. You didn't. That's it. Because the name of the game is gratitude. And if Hashem gives you, you have to respond properly. And if you don't respond properly, you have no right to turn around and say, level 1 can't say I'll be like the cow, and level 2 can't say I'll be like the guy. What do you want from me? I'll be like the guy. This is what every teacher does, right? They turn to the kid in the class with kolchos, and it says, you know, what do you want from me, Rabbi? He says, so okay, you know, so I'm not the best kid in the class, but I'm no worse than that kid. It's not true. It's not true. Hashem gives you gifts. It's very interesting. I was talking to my mechutin last night, Rabbi Socha Berry. You know, so he's like a he's Suki Berry. So I was talking to him. I had a long conversation with him about why he doesn't play in concerts, when it started. I was talking to him, but he told me, Rabbi, he was a Chaim Berlin. Told me that, I asked him, like, who told you not to play concerts? I wanted to know, like, who told you? So he said, Rafutna, but he said, but at the same time he told him not to play concerts, Rafutna told him that Hashem gave him a gift, because he's very good. He's a very good, if you hear all these records of Suki Ding, Ding is the business guy, Suki is the music guy. It's okay, he lives in Eretz Israel, and nowadays you don't have to live in America. You can live here and just do everything here and just send it in. It's an amazing world we live in. So you're telling me Rav Huttner told him, and we all know that it's true, you know, you have to develop the gift, you have to stay on top of things, you have to be in touch with the latest progress in music, you have to make sure that you develop your gift and you use it. He says, but, he says, you have to, so he gave him concerts, he told him to stop playing at weddings even, and just develop your gift, and he does records, he arranges, and he's very good. So if you wouldn't develop the gift, he has no right to say, okay, so I'll be like a regular guy. No, it's not true. If you don't develop the gift that Hashem gave you, so you're going to have to answer for it. I gave you a gift. Okay, that's a little different than what we're talking about. We're talking about showing gratitude. But it's the same idea that if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you can't escape by just leaning back and saying, well, okay, but I'm as good as the next fella. So that's what he says. And now he's up to the third level, is indeed that within Klal Yisrael, you have Shevet Yehuda, which has Malucha, and you have Shevet the Kahuna and the Leviya. Tovus Alekim al Mishpacha mi Mishpacha Sa'uma, Kekuna Leviya Vazara Hamlucha Bebeis David. So this is amazing. Chagalovus is amazing. You know, it's amazing. We think, so there's Kohanim, and they do Avoda, so they get Truma, they get parts of the carbon. So he says, you're looking at it, he turns over the microscope. He says, Hashem gave them extra things because they excelled in level 2. So Hashem gave them extra things, so that demands of them more Avoda. So they have to work in the Beis Hamikdash because they're getting these gifts. That's how he looks at it. V'ainyan ha'shlishi tovus ha'lukim al mishpacha mi mishpacha sa'uma kikuna leviyah v'zara ha'mlucha b'beis David v'chiyavim al zavodi yoseira. And that's what they have to work in the Beis Mikdash. They have to serve Hashem there. They have to lead their families. They have to be there. V'avodas ha'kuna v'alaviyah yiduos u'muvuoros b'seifa teres ha'lukim. It's chumash v'yikra. Ach Torah's Beis David, and the Melech has to rule the nation, has the obligation to make sure there's justice in the land, and that society is functioning correctly according to Torah. That's a king's responsibility. Ach Torah's Beis David, Moshekosov Beis David, Kol Hashem Dino Levoker Mishpat. The primary responsibility of a king is justice. Make sure that to protect the what we call the underprivileged, the downtrodden in society, Tatsilu Gozul Miharo Sheikh, right, the people who are being taken advantage of, that justice be meted out. Umisha Shlimam. So again, someone, a Kohen or a Levi or a Melech that excels on that level. You can go see what it is. It's okay. sounds like there's a cat loose in the house. So you steig in that level. Via nodiv nivchar o morat tzedek, moshomer chazal pinchas. He had a special relationship with Hashem, but the Choshev lo litztokol d'vador anolam v'yomer rakonam halavim b'nei tzadok asher shomerus mishmerus mikodshei b'tolz b'nei somi yola hemi akriv v'loy l'shoseini. And again, umish imra lokim mehem, someone who fails in his task as a Levi, as a Kohen, as a Melech, he can say, okay, so I'll be a regular Jew. Not only he's going to lose it all. And who's the best example of that? Korach. So he says, Korach. Okay, so it's an interesting example. Because he wanted it. But that's what he says. Someone, he started off being Poshea, he said, I don't want to be a Levi, right? It's not good enough for me. I want to be more. That's how the Chavis HaLevus looks at it. He didn't feel gratitude for what Hashem did give him. Now, he wanted more. Right? That's also a lack of gratitude. If you're not happy with what you have, you're not Sumeach B'chelkecha, and you want to grab more, that's what Korach did. So he said, that's a lack of gratitude. Look what happened to him. So that's three levels so far. The fourth level is very individualistic. Till now, we're talking about broad categories. We're talking about mankind. And the second level is talking about the Jewish people. And the third level is within the Jewish people, there are groups of people, Melech, Kohen, Levi. Now, Number four is every individual. This is what we say, every individual Hashem showered with tovos. And a person knows when they feel blessed, it could be with parnosah in yonim. It could be with menuchas nefesh. It could be with intelligence, insight, what Hashem grants a person insight. You know, they're on the ball. They see things, they perceive things that your regular person, your average person doesn't perceive. And they're aware of that. They owe Hashem extra avoda because Hashem gave them something extra. And that's the yesod here, that's the principle. Hashem gave you something extra. You have to respond with gratitude for that extra. And gratitude translates into avodas alokim. And you have to do so. What? You got to figure out what. Right? If you win the lottery, so maybe it's not enough just to give miser. Maybe you have to figure out. Maybe you have to figure out how you can pay Hashem back. A person feels, you know, every person knows what they're blessed with. We're not talking about regular life. That is Mechayev you level one. You have to work on that too. Halavai, we should be zochet to work on level one and to feel that and to do the mitzvah sichli as an expression of gratitude. That's level one only. Level two is Hashem Baruch Abonu Mikolom, and we thank Hashem that we're Jewish, that we can bond with Him, that we are aware of Him in a way that the Umos HaOlam are not. Level three is either, it doesn't have to be maybe only Levim and Kohanim and Malachim, it could be Talmid HaChamim, it could be people that live in Eretz Yisrael, like someone that's a cut above. And four is the individual. I say, Hashem gave me this. Hashem, how a person feels especially blessed. And you have to be aware. What the Chavis HaLoda says in the beginning of Shar HaBechina, which we never learned. I think we'll learn that next, Billy Neder. He says the problem, a lot of problems with people. See, gratitude comes after Shar HaBechina. In Shar HaBechina, he talks about just being aware of the good that Hashem showers you with. He says the major problem is that people feel it's coming to them. One of the problems. He gives a list of three problems why it's so hard. Why he had to write Shar HaBechina to kick people in the pants. He said, because... So one of the things he says is people feel it's coming to them. So if a person's smart, like unusually smart, unusual insight, had good teachers, good mentors, and like really taught them. So the Chavis HaLoda says, don't just... You have a special obligation, right? I'll take myself as an example. Not let's say I had a Rosh Hashiva that I feel was very, very special. And most people. Now, Hashem obviously steered me there, right? So, the Chavis HaLoda is saying, you can't just sit back and say, okay, you know, thank you. You do. You have to say thank you for that. You have to say, you know, Hashem, you did this for me. You know, I married this person. That's special. And you have to, you feel, whenever you feel especially blessed, it's mechayev you, it obligates you in more hakaras hatov and in more avodas alokim than you would normally give. Let's say a person the situation would be, okay, regular guy, okay, I'm just giving an example, please. I just, as an example, don't read anything into my words. You say, okay, so I'm going to, yeah, I'm getting married, I'm going to go to work, and I'll be Koveya Itim the Torah. Right? But let's say a person that, let's say, had special Rabbeim and special friends and really feels blessed. He feels that he... So he may say, everybody, it's a very individualistic thing here, and each response is very individualistic. One person might say, I'm not going to just, you know, do my thing a half hour in the morning and a half hour at night. I'm gonna learn more. You know, I'm gonna finish Shas. That's my goal because I want to somehow express my thanks to Hashem because I feel like He did something special for me, more so than you know than is the norm. So again, this is we'll learn it next week. We'll come back to this in Yonaravi, but that's his idea that a person, and this is like very very personal, very private. Because every person knows, and they say, wow, like, I wonder how many people have the opportunity to, you know, if you can fill in the blank, maybe you don't, people maybe can't fill in the blank, I don't know. But when you feel especially blessed, you have to respond with a special avoda. That's the yesod, and that's how he took us through Goyim, Jews, Kahuna, and then the fourth level is each and every individual, what they feel and how they respond.